approve as written. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. God, I'm going to stomp that thing. One thing about my mother-in-law, she don't give up. I had it said, it says it's on silent. I apologize for that. We have a motion on the floor, and it has been seconded. Is there any other discussion? Are we ready for a vote? All in favor of the motion? Say aye.
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 Opposed?
I oppose.
You oppose and you oppose. 2-2. That means I vote. Well, traditionally, I have been against all of them in Branson Creek, and I don't think I'm going to change now. I vote nay.
And the reason being? Just because you don't like them? I mean, this one isn't any different than any of the others, particularly since it's a freestanding home.
Well, at this point in time, I'm not going to go into a long oration on why I vote, how I vote.
Okay.
If one of the other members wants to explain anything, why they have that privilege. If there's nothing further, we'll move on to the next project, which you're also representing, number 1718. No, she's not.
Nope. 1718, Lee Secret Garden Vacation Rental, Dean Donette. Of course, Representative Dean Donette seeking approval of Division 3 Special Use Permit. This is at 392 Blackwell Ferry in Kirbyville. Right over here, State Highway 76. You take State Highway MM down to the water tower and left on Blackwell Ferry, and the home's right there on the right. We'll zoom in. Let me know if I go too fast. Or... some different aerials, and we have some photos of the front. Right by his driveway entrance, this is looking down Blackwell Ferry Road back to the west. This is in his backyard looking towards the west. And that's in the driveway, home is on the right, we're looking south. And there's the backyard looking north. Oops, and I'm just inside the driveway. For the assessor's information, the single family residence was constructed in 1982. Subject property is approximately 0.8 acres in size. And of course, we have our maximum occupancy definition. It received a score of a -1 on the policy checklist. Property at 392 Blackwell Ferry Road is currently served by Taney County Water District Number 2 for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Taney County planning staff did a site visit to check the on-site wastewater system and did not find any past or present failure of the current wastewater system. The area has a large gravel parking area to the south of the home. The lot is surrounded by a 6 or 7 foot high fence, privacy fence on two sides of the property, the west and south sides. The front or north of the property has a 6 foot high privacy fence for the backyard area and a 4 foot high fence for the front yard between the property and Blackwell Ferry Road. There's a garage and a storage building on the east side of the lot for privacy. The adjacent lot to the west is vacant, and the adjacent lots to the east and south are currently residential. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1718, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the planning department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residents located at 392 Blackwell Ferry Road shall accommodate sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Central Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Seven, the Lee Secret Garden vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Eight, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Is there any questions on this one?
I missed last week. Was anybody opposed to that?
Well, one was a little upset.
Well, he's a renter. He rents a property next door.
And he wasn't going to call the sheriff. He went on record saying something that I would have hated to say.
This property is all fenced or divided with a garage and some other
Correct.
Room behind, right? Mm-hmm.
On all sides.
Yeah. Where do you live at?
I live down Yandel Cove Road, and last year you approved one right next to my house, if that's ringing a bell at all.
Yeah. Now, is this your project or is this someone else?
No, it's mine.
Okay.
He's cleaned it up.
Thank you.
Property to the south of that parcel, how do you access that?
Well, I think you can see the driveway kind of going through there, and he circles all the way around it.
The property line should be here. Here's the fence that's all grown up.
There's no easement across your property.
Not that I know of.
That's what I think we asked that last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Any other?
I got one more
Go ahead.
Question.
Go ahead.
On that property behind you, is there a fence, or what's between your property and that trailer house?
There's a fence, I think 7 or 9 foot fence.
Okay. That one right there, Randy. Mm-hmm. That mobile home's behind that fence. Nope.
Anything else?
That one.
Any more questions?
That's where it goes, 7.
Would somebody like to make a motion on that?
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
Would someone like to second that motion?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Disapprove? Motion carried.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes the voting for tonight's meeting. And we'll move on into the concepts for next month's. 1719 Hinkle's Workshop.
How you doing? I'm Andrew Hinkle.
What we'll do is we'll go ahead and show these guys some information, and they'll have any questions for you.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Calling this the workshop at 226 Barb's Lane in Forsyth, case number 1719. Bull Shoals Bridge, 76 Highway. Going east, Barb's Lane. Does everybody have a feel where we are? Forsyth's on the hill. Zooming into the property. Approximate size of the property is 1.59 acres. crude rudimentary drawing of approximately where they showed the building. It's there in orange. I may be off a little bit, but they plan to have the workshop to be built and used for building of fishing lures. No sewer water, only electric. Also using the building for parking a boat and other storage. Here's some pictometry views. That view would be from the north. View from the south. Okay, that's what we have for our concept.
Any sales going to be conducted from the top?
Not on the property. Everything is online sales.
What about deliveries?
Everything is shipping, and I do. Currently, I'm based in California, and everything I take to the post office, I don't have shipping coming to property. If I have deliveries coming, I want to get a location, a storefront, to have deliveries coming there, not to my property. So that would be down the road.
You talk about parking a boat and other storage. Is that your
personal,
not public
storage? No, that's personal. That would just be to have a gravel driveway for a boat, because there's no driveway now.
Clarify on that.
Yeah.
So he's here because he's going to manufacture something here? That's the language change?
Handcrafted fishing lures.
Yeah.
There's no machines, not automated, nothing like that.
What kind of lures?
It's
hard-bodied lures?
Yes, yeah, correct. Large, oversized, they're called swim baits, anywhere from 7 to 11 inches. They're premium kind of lure.
Are there any neighbors that would question what you're attempting to do, or have you talked to neighbors?
We've talked to neighbors.
The only one was directly across from where we want. I also want to make a correction, since we've talked to a couple of people about leveling. It's quite hilly there. Not quite that hilly.
The top of the property is the most level, so
it's more level at the top. So we've decided to put the shop closer to the
yes, right there,
yeah, right where you're pointing. That's the most level area, so the grading wouldn't be so bad to make it level to pour the slab. The neighbor directly across from that was just concerned that we were going to be in the sight of his deer, taking away his deer.
His view, you know, his view for the evening.
Go through there.
His deer.
Well, I guess they we all like
got him on a leash.
Out of the front yard, you think.
I'm just checking to see, because there are people who do raise deer in this country.
Deer. Public deer.
Okay, didn't mean to interrupt.
Right, that's okay. So that was the only, I think his objection.
Well, we might come up with a little different drawing before.
Yep, I got it noted right here.
Yeah,
move it to the north side.
Are you going to use the same driveway?
We plan on putting a driveway up near the workshop, just a gravel driveway coming in.
Off of the street, you're saying?
Could you, exactly what you're showing at, or what you're pointing at?
Right in there.
There's no driveway there currently.
You're talking about putting one there, though?
Just gravel.
See where his driveway is, my neighbor?
It's straight across from there.
Directly across from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing there now currently, obviously.
Is that a...
It's a county maintained road.
Is it a county road?
You would have to get with
that. Yeah, okay. But I was wondering. Randy would know. Anything else?
No signage on the building.
Yeah, nothing like that.
I would think about that driveway permit.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I'd talk to Randy here before.
Okay.
We make a final decision on that, then you won't have any problem.
Yeah, that's not urgent either. It's really about getting the shop built.
All right. Nothing further. We'll see you on the first Monday of next month. And I'm like Steve. What day of the month is that, anyhow?
June 12th.
June 12th.
Yeah,
12th. June 12th.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Fieldstone Drive, Knightley Rental, case 1720. We have a rep on this. We do not have a representative?